Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes.
Welcome.
We had to stop. I like this thing of 60s bands in the 80s. I see, these are the glasses I got from eBay, and now I can see that and I can see this.
Oh, nice.
60s bands in
the
80s.
Are they a little bit wonky, or is it your ears?
Well, I think it is my ears, because all my glasses are a little bit on the piss. 60s bands in the 80s. We got stung by that. It's the Kinks, Do It Again. Which I think was after, because they had a big hit with Come Dancing.
Come Dancing.
There were the years there, I was just a kid.
So were they all bossy songs? Come Dancing, Do It Again. What else?
And Fuck Off by the Kinks. And I think that one came after Come Dancing, when everyone thought, oh, the Kinks are back. No, they weren't. They just had one hit.
Aww.
They just had one hit. But 60s bands having some form of success in the 80s. I like the Monkees. That was then. This is now. The Who?
The Who?
You know The Who? That's a great song. When I say I need you, you say you're better. You're better, you're better, you're better.
Yeah.
When I say I love you, you scream, you're better. You're better, you're better, you're better. You better bet your life or it will cut you.
Like her?
Just like a knife.
I thought so.
That's a good one, that.
Yeah. Very like. Angry. Sounds angry.
Whoa. No more. No more of you Kinks. No more of you kinky kinks. Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
And you are welcome. Mm. You are welcome. Got some special guests coming up. David Turners, a regular of this parish, and James Farley from the Computer Game Show. They have got a great new podcast, which I devoured the first two episodes.
And what is it about, Ian?
Dave has never seen any Marvel films.
Right.
Except it's a lie, he's seen a couple. And he watches a film every week, and James is the expert and talks him through it. Absolutely loved it. Obviously, the first one is Iron Man. And it's made me want to go back and watch Iron Man, even though it made me want to go and watch Iron Man 2, even though that's not a great film. But so they're going to join us. James is in the waiting room already. I won't embarrass him by bringing him in.
But he's a very prompt man.
He's a very, very prompt gentleman. Mm. We'll put the Zoom link out for you guys. I'm going to be honest. I am so tired. I couldn't sleep. I'm tired because yesterday I drove 6 hours driving, about 250 miles. And then I didn't really get... Then we did the show last night. Today was the second day, apart from the first day of doing the job, the second day where it was difficult getting up at 5:30.
Ooh,
when it's up, and I thought, I have to sit up immediately, otherwise I ain't going to go in.
I've got a new alarm clock that, does bird song and very gradually puts a light on.
No.
Yes.
I couldn't. I need a...
Yes.
Wake up now! That's what I need. And it is. I pay a lad. I'm earning enough money now. I pay a lad.
A knocker-upper.
Wake up now! Doesn't have a trumpet. He just does that.
Mine's lovely. Really. That's one of the perks of waking up alone and being able to have your own morning routine.
James has just left the waiting room of the Zoom.
Oh. He's not a very patient man.
So, yeah, today was the first show, obviously, but today was the first day. It was like, get up, sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up. Oh. And then I thought, I'd come back. I was home by 11. What a job. Home by 10 to 11. And I thought, I'm going to go to bed. I could not sleep. tried all the tricks, listening to Four Extra, couldn't sleep.
Oh.
And then, oh, is that your ass?
No, I was going to drop my chair, but...
I'll drop my kicks. I think
it's
it is
me
dropped.
Lever.
I think it's as dropped
I know,
as I'd low like, as it will go.
Maybe I should be a bit higher.
I think you
I
should come
some,
up.
I need some adjustment.
Come up and see me, make me smile.
Yeah.
Then I watched... Better. Evening, Mark. Then I watched Stranger Things in bed. And then I got up and thought, so I was in bed from 11 till 2:30, nothing. So then I came downstairs and watched The Strangest Thing and was just in floods of tears. No spoilers, don't worry, but season 4, episode 3 or 4, I think it is, floods of tears. And was able to text my boy and say, I just watched this and I was in tears. And he went, yeah, I was in tears when this happened. And it was, how great. A dad and a 10-year-old boy talking about how they cry at TV shows. I love it. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to listen to the Beatles' Abbey Road sessions and read the book that comes with it, as I've never read the book.
Oh, I've heard of that record. Any good?
It's good, man. The Abbey Road sessions are great. I never fire up my CD player. My CD player, it's a NAD system. It's great, but it doesn't work. So to get it to work, you put the CD in, doesn't read it, pops it out. Put the CD in, doesn't read it, pops it out. Put the CD in and you smack it on the top.
And then it'll have it.
It reads it. It reads it. In my world, men don't cry. What was that? Oh, that was Vardy. That's a Vardy line, Joe, wasn't it? In my world, men don't cry. But I love it because the boys know.
Don't speak much either, do they?
Whenever we go and see a Pixar, any film, it's now at the point where my eldest goes, is this the part where daddy cries?
Oh,
yeah, it is. And they have a little cry now.
My kids don't say anything, but the youngest will just go.
I tell you where it comes from me. We watched a hooky version, a hooky Betamax. Have you seen a film called The Truman Show? Yes, I have. What would you do if your friends, family and all those who surround turn up to be actors? Well, she's a shit one if she is. She wouldn't get equity.
I think I've been very dedicated to the role, actually.
We watched...
Like someone from Coronation Street.
You remember this
I
joke?
Might not be very good, but I've been there a long time.
As my catchphrase when I was doing stand-up with Mackenzie, and he came up with, was, he's not very good, but he's keen. Which is a great line. Isn't it funny? The things that one remembers that seem so important that my sister, your sister, is like, what? What was that? Thing for me, so many of you remember this joke, is we had a hooky copy of E.T. So what year was E.T.? 82? So I was 9, 8 and 9. Came out in the summer, so I was probably 9. Yeah. On Betamax, right? Even though Betamax was better quality, the pirates were always worse quality because they come from like a 6th generation VHS.
And why did Betamax not win? Because of porn.
It had one scene missing. I've only seen pictures from the scene where he's writing on the wall. He's doing all like lines and stuff. It wasn't in our version. But here's the thing. I was 8 or 9 watching E.T. and I'm crying. And my mum did that thing. Oh, he's crying. Fuck, shame. Shame attack. Now, boys, I'm going to cry at this bit just so you know. It's great.
I went to the pictures to see that with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And...
I've still not seen it in good quality.
And was crying at the end.
Yeah.
But my dad misplaced his hat. And so as we left, the woman said, oh, they all come out crying. Don't worry, love. And I went, no, my dad's lost his hat. And I gave it the excuse of that because I didn't want anyone to know why I was crying.
Nina's here. Lovely to see you, Nina. First film I cried at, she said. Yeah, no shame in my boys for crying. No shame in, and it's great. And I was lovely texting Kim and said, oh, I was in tears because I thought this was going to happen. He said, yeah, I cried when I thought this had happened.
Do you remember when he went all powdery, E.T.? I didn't like that bit. When he went all like floured dough.
Yeah. I've still never seen it in good quality. I can't be bothered to watch it again. They redid it, didn't they? And they took out the guns and replaced them with flashlights.
And the cigarettes.
Yeah. I don't like that. I am enjoying Stranger Things season 4. It's quite druggy. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the druggy, particularly first episode when ketamine is.
It doesn't stay that way.
No, I know, but it's... Well, there's loads of references to the Purple Palm Club. And stop thinking about her, man. Quick, get in the van. Do the Purple Palm Club. And he goes off and...
Yeah.
You know, which is high frequency. The they won't get that. But there is... And it's like, why did they do the druggy stuff? Anyway, I was going to do a spoiler then, and I won't do a spoiler.
There is reason.
James Farley said, oh, James, you were in the waiting room, and then you went. Watched E.T. with my kids recently. I was disappointed they didn't cry. You're allowed to poke them with a sharp stick.
I suppose they've been trained on Pixar, so actually E.T. is like the mild stuff now.
How old are your kids? Because mine, 9 or 10 and 12, and I would say in the last 12 months, they've kind of cried a little bit.
Oh.
That's because of lockdown. No, I don't know why. It's weird, but this is what I think good films are for and good songs are for, to help you cry.
Vent a little bit.
I love it.
Mm.
I love it. I love crying.
That's what
at
I'm
movie.
Trying to explain to my youngest.
Sometimes I wail. Sometimes
do
I'm
you?
Like, real. Oh! Yeah, totally. I let it go. Let it go.
My youngest gets a bit kind of worried about it because she's still in the phase where she's trying. She just wants everyone to be all right. Right, for various reasons. But I said to her, no, this is lovely, being able to let go.
Yeah.
This is great. I love having a good cry.
Two bits. James is right. Jason, sorry. It's all in the music and the 9 and 12. It's all in the music and the soundtrack. Two bits I cried at, right? And I will say the songs, but I won't say the scene that goes with it. First one was in Stranger Things. Pass the Dutch upon the left. And it's partly because, right, it was a really well-directed scene. It hit all of the point. Boom, boom, boom. It was like that. But also because 3 weeks ago, Kim had come and sat in my car going, pass the duchy on the left-hand side. He was singing it. And to hear my boy singing a song that was a huge hit when I was a kid, right? This is not a free show tonight. This is a Patreons only, I think, isn't it? Yes. To hear my boy singing a song that was a hit when I was 86, I think. So I was like 13, 14. That is beautiful, the circle. And then the other one was, because I'd heard so much about the song being in there, when Kate Bush finally kicked in, oh, I was gone.
It was glorious, wasn't it?
I was gone.
Past the duchy, we were watching that bit, and my youngest went, what is a duchy? And I went, well, I think it's supposed to be like a Dutch pot, a Dutch oven. Of course, then hilarity ensues. I said, but I think also it might be about disco cigs.
Well, it wasn't duchy. It's something similar, and it is about drugs. But then they change it to Dutchie, which is a pot.
Yeah.
James says, if you go to your Patreon page without being logged in, the link is there. I don't... Oh, shit. No, I don't think it is. I think sometimes it kind of thinks you're logged in, even if you're not logged in. But thank you for this. Let's go and have a little look. I don't think it is. It might be. I really don't understand the new layout. So we go to posts. So schedule week commencing. No, here's the link.
Who is that visible to? Look on.
How do I
look on edit? So pencil. That? Yep.
Pencil. I don't think it's public.
I can feel your pencil.
No, it's not public.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. Richard says coochie.
Pass the coochie on the.
Oh,
you
coochie,
couldn't
yeah.
pass that.
I would always be a right, you always passed. That doesn't matter. Oh, Pass the Duchy was 1982, the same year as E.T., it's all connected. It doesn't matter. If people join us, they join us. If they don't join us,
they won't.
They won't. I don't think it's too obvious, but thank you. It's not public, says Mr. Dixon. It's kicking off. It is kicking off in the chat.
Yeah.
This is our Friday show. Lovely, lovely to see you all here. I thought when I started doing the radio show, I would dread. I would dread doing these shows. Like, oh God, I've got to do two more shows. But I love them because they're so different from the radio show. I get to work with you. They're so different from the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
They're so much more chilled. And this is particularly the Friday one. It's Thursday's a little bit different because it's late night for me, 9:30, bed by 10. But this is so chilled. This is so chilled. This is nice. I like it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying these. So thank you, Patreons. We're coming to the end of the month. Oh, no, we're not. We've got ages yet. What am I talking about? You stick around for another month, right, guys? You stick around for one more month. Last night's show, you may have trouble watching because the bloody Beach Boys' California Dreaming got stung. So that is being edited out. And you know what? Dave's late.
Is he not bothering?
Dave could be dead. Let's get Mr. James Farley in here. What I'm going to do is just going to move.
Now, if there's one member of that particular outfit that is reliable, it's going to be James Farley.
It's James Farley. I'm just going to... Why can't I move that here? Hang on a minute, James. Just trying to... If I move that... I just want to swap...
I'm just trying to reposition everything,
James. Why can't
James?
I swap you around? I want to swap you... Why would it do it? Oh, this buggers everything up. Hold the line, please, caller. There we go. Done it. Now, to you, it looks weird. But look,
now here he comes.
Here comes Lake Turners. Here comes Lake Turners. Good evening.
Bang on time, mate.
He is bang on time. But anyway, guys, lovely to see you. James, lovely to see you. How are you doing, James?
I'm all right. Dave, have you done your hair for this? Just out of curiosity.
Well, no, because we got...
You put on a clean shirt as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no trousers, but he's got a clean shirt on.
We got Jonathan from Ross after this. We're doing a press tour, mate.
Forgot about that, yeah.
No, I've got a date night. I've got a date night tonight. Oh, really? I've done it ages.
What's that? Who's that with?
unfortunately, my wife. She's absolutely devastated. She might not turn up. And who could blame her?
What does date night entail? I don't want to know the gory details, but do you go out these days? Do you just watch a movie? What happens?
Yeah, no, we're going for something to eat, and then we'll probably pop into a pub and go, oh, I'm just too tired to do anything else. Let's just go back.
No, but the intent is there, and I think it's very important. Speaking of someone who is pretty recently separated, you've got to keep that fire burning, because once it's gone, baby.
I'm going to ask it. Will there be sex?
Absolutely not tonight.
Okay, good lad.
The state of me. Hello. Thanks for having us on. It's
very, very nice to have you.
That was the first of the impudent questions that are going to be asked tonight. Thank you very much.
James is putting his glasses on. This is always...
Oh, look at that one. That was a new one.
They are nice glasses, James. They look good on you.
Are they new?
No, they smell. I dropped them on a banana a minute ago, and now they smell a bit...
Well, that clip is going to go viral.
He's just non-stop clean, isn't he? It's just you can't stop. I dropped them in the bin by accident.
There was a banana there, and they smell a bit now.
Can I just say, James, thank you so much, because you're obviously abroad. I'm not going to say where. No names, no pack drill. I know that you're... But so what time is it where you are?
It's just after 8 o'clock.
Well, thank you so much. What a professional joining us. This time from a foreign country. Actually, thank you, James. And you're looking really well today.
We also know that you've been there for quite some time, unlike your... What's his name?
Turners.
Turned up late. So, appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thank you, James. It's really nice to have you
here. Absolutely on time.
Now, here's the thing, right? This is behind the paywall, but we will put this bit up as a freebie because, as well as doing the computer game show, which is my favourite podcast, and Nothing Is Real, I don't like any other podcast. Although, I've got to be honest, I don't know if you've heard this week's free Clinton Baptiste. Oh, my God, I was in pieces. Catherine said, I went to Sheffield.
Linda said
I went to Sheffield. And Clinton goes, no one likes a show-off.
Honestly, the rapport between those two is just getting better.
It is good. And then they've got a talking haunted doll.
Yeah.
What does it say?
If you're happy and you know it. Well, it says, bark with me, but the way it comes out, because the recording's so poor, it sounds like, if you're happy and you know it, fuck with me.
Right. But so the computer game show, which we've talked about loads and loads and loads with Matt and Sean, and which is great, and we love it. But, however, you two have done a solo project that nearly split up the band. We don't need to go into that. I caned the first two episodes today. And why don't you tell us what it is?
Okay, James, do you want to go?
Well, David hasn't seen Marvel films very much so far. And so we thought, why don't you watch them and then I'll talk to you about them. Yeah.
Okay, nice one. So this is the third...
By the way, this is James, who when we
you've got to say with hilarious consequences.
When we raid James when he's doing a Twitch stream, he goes, "Oh fucking hell! What? Oh fucking hell!"
That's not fair.
I'm convinced he knows exactly what he's doing. So this is the third of a series that we've done of these podcasts. We did one called Dark Calls where James played a game called Dark Souls for the first time. Yeah. Really long, really really hard, and all he had for help was to call me up.
You told me not to listen to that one.
Yes, I mean, unless you know the game, you don't know what's going on.
I like you two guys. I like hanging out with you two.
And then we did a follow-up where I'd never seen a Star Wars film up until about 2 years ago. Never seen one. So I watched all of the Star Wars films, and James is like a massive Star Wars fan.
So the first one was called Dark Calls. The second one was called Star Calls.
Star Calls.
This series of movies starring Tony Stark, they called it Marvel Calls.
He's not in all of them.
And, no, he's not.
His spirit is.
As I said, no one's looking for Stark podcasts. They're looking for Marvel ones, yeah? Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, so this time, what happened is at the start of the year, everyone was saying they wanted us to do a Marvel calls. Everyone was saying.
Everyone.
They were saying, we must hear what you think of the Marvel film. And we were dead against doing it until my son turned around and said, I want to watch the Marvel films. And I went, well, if we're doing that, then I might as well call James after everyone and tell him what I think of them.
And a legend was born.
Yeah, we don't get on that well, do we, James? But we not, like to not. Have arguments and stuff.
Do you mean on the show or do you mean in general? Because
both, yeah. I mean, there's no difference.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So I ring them up and then we argue about Marvel films.
I'm just posting the link. There's a link where you can go and subscribe and all of that. So I'm just going to post that. And if you're listening to this later on, then just look for Marvel Calls and it pops up. But you've seen some Marvel films.
Yeah, so I'd seen the first Iron Man film, which is the first one in the series, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And for some reason, I'd seen the Edward Norton Incredible Hulk film, which is also...
I'd forgotten. Because I just found this new podcast and this video channel called It Was a Shit Show. And they do like 20-minute little videos of the making of Marvel Was a Shit Show. And it's really, really good. And they do slightly longer podcasts. And until I saw that the other week, I'd forgotten... that Edward Norton was the Hulk before Mark Ruffalo.
Before dreamy Mark Ruffalo.
But here's the thing. So I didn't know who Mark Ruffalo was. I'd never seen his face. I didn't know who he was. Wow. I knew nothing about it. So when I saw him for the first time, I was like, where's Edward Norton? Like, wait, he's not as good. Who's this guy?
This isn't my Hulk.
Yeah. And it's all a bit silly, really. I mean, it's part of it is the fun of keeping it quiet for so long. We've been recording them since January. Part of it was experiencing the films with my son and him chucking his little comments in here and there. And part of it was just pissing James off because, I can wind
Banana Eyes James, is that who you are? Yeah.
Old Banana Eyes, yeah. He's really easy to tweak. So
James, why do you put up with his bullshit?
I don't know. I mean, it's sometimes I get my own back and that's enjoyable. And so it can be good. You know, sometimes there's some, I mean, it very rarely that happens, but sometimes it does. And it's that's an enjoyable aspect of it. And see, and also I do enjoy it when David gets passionately into something. It is very interesting to listen to and to hear. But then what I don't enjoy so much are the stupid questions.
Well, what the fuck? What ruined it and why I only gave it a 3-star rating on Apple Podcasts is because it's 20 minutes going, so he's got shrapnel slowly moving towards his heart. He's got shrapnel. So doesn't mention the fact this bloke's got a magic suit that when he clicks his fingers, the suit flies from the other side of the world and covers. He's got shrapnel slowly moving towards his heart.
All these observations can be easily countered with what? That's the most unlikely aspect of this whole thing. Yeah, sit down, right, David, okay. And watch.
Okay, that's fine. But my point is always, they've explained the suit stuff with he's a scientist. That's fine. I've got a reason for that. That's fine. He makes stuff. He's good at making stuff. He's like Wallace or Gromit. I can't remember which one the human
was. He's like Elon Musk, isn't he? But not as much of a twat.
Yeah.
Well, he is a bit of a twat.
Not as much, though.
Well, this is it, and this is another thing we sort of picked up on, is that this was... When did Iron Man come out, James?
Don't do this.
2008, because I heard your podcast.
2008, yeah. 2008, our expert.
He's doing it now, James! He's doing it now! This isn't even your audience he's doing it in front of.
I know, it's just continuously...
Hang on a minute. The whole James, thing. I've muted him. You speak.
It's just continuously running me down. He's, you know, it's just not nice, you know, a lot of the time. But, yeah. But, you know, I still love him, so it's fine.
Okay,
it's
right. Do we unmute him? Do we unmute him, James?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, it's, go on. Yeah. Oh, I've asked to unmute, and now I'm unmuted.
Thank you. So when going back and watching the first Iron Man film, I was like, oh no, it also shows how far we've come in terms of filmmaking. Of course, there's still ways to go, but when there was a scene with, like we were talking about how he was a womanizer, right? Tony Stark's a womanizer. Yeah. Films, and you're going, okay, there's that really weird scene where the reporter really dislikes him, and then it's cut to they're in bed together, and I'm going, that's a problem, but you know, and James is going, yeah, but we don't see what happens in between. We're going, okay, but what about the scene where everyone that's working on his airline just start pole dancing?
Like, see, that was the worst thing, because my argument was, he's on a journey, you know, he evolves, he changes, he's not as bad, you know, and those like, but at the end of the film, he was still doing this.
And then it turns out his staff are also on a journey to the bottom.
What? By the way, we're not going to really talk about any of the other movies. Oh, no, you have seen them now. Of course you've seen them. We can talk about them. Iron Man 2 is way too fucking long, right? Iron Man 2 is a bit of a dud. But here's the thing. So he watches the first Iron Man, and then James says, did you see the bit at the end after the credits? No, I didn't know there was one.
I had no idea. What
all of them. The number of times I've sat in a cinema going, I'll just Google how many there are. Nope, there was only one. Let's go. You know, you've got to stick around for that.
Here's another thing. Here's another observation. It doesn't really spoil the films or whatever. Two of the ones that I've seen so far are 3 hours long, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I genuinely think there should be a law in this country where if a film is 2 hours or longer in the cinema, you get a 15-minute break.
Intermission for a week, yes.
Absolutely needs to be that, right?
I swear there used to be those when I was young.
They were in the 40s, James, yes.
No, when we were kids. And they would bring ice cream
to would sell Frankie's hot dogs. You'd get the local advert. Come to the Raj Tandoori on number 23 Slough High Street. It was all that.
It was so usual that the first time we took my little sister to church, she whispered to my mum halfway through, when are the ice creams coming round?
So they used to.
Well, this is it. So there was that, right? And also, we went to see The Hateful Eight, Quentin Tarantino film in central London, and they had an intermission in the mm-hmm. middle of it. And not only that, it was great to just go out into the lobby and talk to your mates about the first half of the film. And it was, why don't they do that more often? Yeah. It's so good. So, yeah, I don't envy anyone that sat through Endgame in the cinema. Mm-hmm. Like, that is nuts to me.
Again, from this It Was a Shit Show podcast, which actually had more facts than you did. Well, it was interesting. I think that for the first Iron Man, because I always thought big movie stars got millions and millions of dollars. I think for the first Iron Man, Downey Jr. got something like $500,000 or a quarter of $1 million. And then for the second one, he got like $10 million. But for the first one, he got hardly any. And it was his big, well, hardly any.
It was his comeback, was it?
It was his comeback. And he has written into a contract that if he relapses or gets drunk or takes drugs at any point, he will pay his fee back, and he has to pay like a penalty as well. Every single contract. And I don't think he gets the money. He gets like half the money at the start and half the money at the end if he's made it through sober.
Right.
Which is great.
As an enticement rather than giving him all that money.
Which is great.
Yeah, no, James mentioned that. It was his co-star in that first film got paid more than he did. Yeah. And he was only in like three or four scenes, wasn't he? It's unbelievable, really. But it just showed how desperate Marvel were at the time.
This was the point we were trying to make. Like, the start was that these films were a gamble. Like, at the beginning, you know, for Marvel, there was no guarantee these were going to come off, and they were launching them with like these sort of B tier stars as well. Like, not in terms of Robert Downey Jr., but in terms of like, you know, like Iron Man and all that kind of stuff. They weren't the big hitters like Spider Man and stuff. So,
and you, I'd forgotten, you said in that they to mortgage the film, they kind of bet on all of their franchise, all of their characters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they went to the Halifax, I think you said it was, and said, listen, if this movie doesn't make any money, you can have all of the good superheroes, but we're betting everything on Iron Man, who's a bit player in the universe, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah, it was not so big as
I love those films. Some of them are shit. I don't like Captain America. I think he's shit. Oh, sorry, James, what have I done?
Oh, mate.
James?
Yes, you wait.
No, don't do that.
I don't like World War Two.
Yeah, but James loves it. It's his favourite war, isn't it, James? You love
it.
It
is one of my favourites. Yeah,
love all that.
It's a classic.
I've never understood why when they teach you about World War Two at school, it's always Anderson shelters. Why can't we learn about the other stuff? Why is it always Anderson?
I had an Anderson shelter in my back garden when I lived
in
London.
Did you? Did you stick it on eBay?
Buried in the ground.
My nephew is 8 and has an unhealthy interest in World War Two. His dad's in the RAF. So he takes it personally. And my dad is also kind of stuck in the past. And he was at school once and he was playing a game and he would not let any of the Germans on a boat because they were the baddies in this game. And the teacher came over to him, who happens to be half German, it transpires.
So only half of him could go on the boat?
and said, now...
Where do your loyalties lie?
Now, come on, George. No, come on, George. That was a long time ago. We're all friends now. And George apparently muttered under his breath, yeah, you dropped a bomb on my grandma.
Whoa! Well, I had a story about, I don't know if I've told you this before, but my nan and her brother didn't talk for the rest of their lives since the war. And it wasn't until later on we met the other half of the family. This was recently, about 2 years ago. And we found out what the problem was, is that my nan's brother brought a girl home once, the air raid sirens went off, and my nan's mum wouldn't let her in the house. Literally, during the Blitz, she wouldn't let her in the house because she didn't like her.
Wow.
And she left her outside to die.
Yeah. That's a statement, that is. That's
incredible.
And my nan sided with her, and then my nan and her brother didn't talk for the rest of their lives. So.
I really, really love the Marvel films. I think I've seen all of them. Some are a little bit weak. You know, Black Widow, some of them...
I love Black Widow. What are you talking about?
I thought it wasn't great.
No, it was great, but there were two performances in it that were rubbish.
Who?
I don't want to spoil it.
No, well, they've seen
it. I'm popping my headphone
out. Okay, go on.
Ray Winston, what the hell was he doing?
Oh, he was shit. He was shit. Was he like Russian?
Yeah, but every now and again he'd go a bit like that, and I don't know what he was doing. It was weird.
She's one of my favourite characters.
I love Black Widow.
Let's do it. Favourite characters.
Black Widow.
You can have two, because I'm going to have two. The Spider-Man.
I haven't seen any Spider-Men. I'm going to say...
Can be good or bad. Can anybody in the universe? Two characters.
All right. I'm going to go... I'm going to go, obviously, Black Widow.
Yep.
Oh, man.
What?
This is so hard.
It's a tough one, isn't it, too? Good or bad, bit parts, anything.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, we go.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I thought that was wicked.
My two favourite, the ones... But
what you've got to remember is they never made any of these films for girls growing up, right? So I'm finally seeing these characters doing kick-ass stuff and not being rescued.
I promise you that, and I mean, this is two white guys talking about comic book characters, so, you know, you're not going to get full insight into anything, but it is something we spoke about a lot, especially with the female representation in these films, because, again, it's like... This is a poor analogy, right? But it's like going back and watching like films on a really crappy TV now, and you go, how did we ever watch them?
Yeah.
And it's a little bit like that, because the way they treat Black Widow, the first time you see her in one of these films, you're like, she is fucking great.
She's badass.
She's brilliant. And then there's a scene where she's completely sexualized for no reason.
Like, there were a lot of close-ups on her ass when she was getting
in and
out.
There were a lot of close-ups of her and her.
All of that stuff. And you're going... Oh, wow, that's how far we've come, because that's just not acceptable now. Mm-hmm. And looking back on it, it's not to say that it's a bad film and any of that, but it's important that you look back on that stuff and go, oh, no, we've moved away from that.
Well, there's still the sexism of that, is that she had to sue, because it was that weird thing when they were releasing movies in the cinema, but also on Disney or HBO, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And she had a contract that it would stay in this, because she was going to get a percentage of the cinema.
Yeah.
Then they released it on Disney. And she went, why the fuck are you doing that with mine and not anyone else? So she had to sue.
Did you also notice they've done a bit of a Destiny's Child with their outfits, like the sisters? The sisters not allowed to be quite as sexy as Black Widow. So they gave them, like Beyonce and Michelle. Michelle always was a bit more covered up, right?
Yeah.
It was that scenario. My, you knew very much who the main one was.
My two favourite characters are the ones I thought I would hate the most. I saw them, I thought, oh, two actors that I didn't really like. Doctor Strange and Loki. I fucking love those two. And the Loki TV series. But I thought I'd hate those. I like them now. I didn't like those two actors. But Loki's just, oh, he's so mischievous, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a naughty one, isn't he?
James, go on. Your two favourite characters from the universe. Anybody. Bad, small part, big part.
Captain America, obviously. He's seriously, he's one of my favourites, I think.
I like Bucky.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
And then my other favourite is Korg, I think. He was in Thor and, like in Ragnarok and stuff like that.
Okay,
he's off Ghost. Like he plays his character. And, he sounds great.
No one choosing Groot. He's kind
of
cute.
Oh, I haven't watched Guardians of the Galaxy. I watched 20 minutes of the first one, and this is shit. Not watched it. Couldn't care less. I hate it when they pop up in the films. If I can, I fast forward through their bits. It's stupid. Oh, they're always arguing in space. Just fucking stop listening to 80s music. Stop arguing and go and do a mission. Dave, who are your two favourite
characters?
All
of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
You prick.
No, I think in terms of the Avengers themselves, it's got to be Black Widow is probably my favourite. That's spoiling something. Also, Black Panther, man.
He's good.
Oh, what a film,
that's a
man.
Film.
I still haven't seen that.
We were going to watch it together. We were going to watch it together.
And he watched it on his own, and now it's been spoiled for me.
Oh, mate.
I'm going to watch it on my own.
I'm a big fan of the Ant-Man as well. I like the Ant-Man films because they're dumb.
Well,
big fans of Rudd.
Those episodes. They were strange.
They've never done a good Fantastic Four movie.
James, is that...
Oh, there's a hand behind you.
We need to go.
Date night.
Give me five more.
Go and have date night. Go. All right, Joe.
I'm just looking for eyeliner.
It's all right, Joe. Don't worry, Joe.
She's serious.
Does she know that she's being streamed and this is going to go on YouTube?
You're being streamed on YouTube right now.
Right, okay. Your little hobby.
What I will say is that it's been quite an experience, and it's lovely chatting to one of my best mates about the films that he loves. You know, it's been that's what I enjoy doing it for, and whether people listen to it get anything out of it, you know.
That's the thing, because when we
I got rid of him, he was getting on my nerves.
God,
I got rid of him, James. Come on, he's got to go and find some eyeliner. Go on, you carry on.
No, you see, when we started this thing, I didn't even really think about the fact that it was going to go out. You know, that another people were going to listen to it, and I'm still quite terrified about that at the moment because of the amount of abuse. I think is
comic
be
book fans take it very, and I'm jokingly saying calling you the expert and stuff, but comic book fans get very, very angry if you get facts wrong. Have you had it? So the first one or two have gone out today. Is it 27 films? I think 28 films. Have you had any negative feedback yet?
So far, no. But you see, when we did Star Wars, that was, I mean, I had to do a pinned tweet in the end because it was getting ridiculous. Like the amount of just stupid stuff, you know, that people come up with. It's just, I don't know.
I love it. I think it's so, so good. I love hearing you two talk. I love the four of you on the computer game show. By the way, thank you so much for letting us be part of Sheffield. What an experience.
It was such a laugh. It was
so
good.
Amazing.
That was great, right? How did you feel? 150 people coming to play Quasar and come and see you do a live show. That must have
been
a buzz.
And also do a lot of sweating.
Yes, a lot of sweating.
It was. I mean, this is the T-shirt. And yeah, this is the second time I've worn this now because it had to be washed several times after that because of the, it was insane. But no, it was amazing. I mean, I was shocked by how many people turned up.
You guys are so good. You guys are so good. And I'm really pleased you got to see that all that love and support. Really looking forward to hearing the rest of the series. If you are listening to this on a podcast, Marvel Calls, go and look for it. You can subscribe to it. It's like number five, isn't it, in the TV chart or something ridiculous.
Currently, and 69 internationally.
Nice. Do you know what? I'm going to listen because my mate who normally watches films with me constantly lets me down when it comes to these things and watches them on his own. So it will feel almost like having a friend to watch a film with.
It's funny. It's really good. James, always lovely to see you, my friend.
Thanks.
And are you doing a stream tonight?
Yeah, I've got in about About an hour and 20 minutes.
Do you know what time you're going on to? Because we're on until 10, but mate, we'll see if you're still on when we finish, and we'll send everyone over your way. All right, James, nice to see you, man. Thank you so much.
See you later.
See you later on. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.